Sight to the Blind podcast. This is the, I'm not going to say it's the last time I'm going to say it because I'm probably going to say it again in future episodes. Every 33 years, I've just learned this, every 33 years, Christianity, Judaism, and Islamic holidays match up on the same weekend. I repeat, every 33 years, Easter, whatever Islam's holiday is during that weekend, and the Passover of the Gentiles is all together on the same weekend. If you are on the Gregorian calendar, which is what we are on, and you are setting up your Shabbat and feast days according to said calendar, you are ignorantly in the wrong. You are erring because you won't search out the scriptures yourself. I wouldn't take my word for it, but I know I'm 100% right. You need to spend time in scripture. Not on Twitter telling everybody and showing everybody you know scripture. Not on Instagram making fun of people who don't know scripture. Not on Facebook telling everybody how much you love Jesus and how much you love Yah. Search out what we are supposed to be doing as far as set apart days and set apart feast days. And I'm willing to bet you will not find Easter or any Islamic holiday along with Judaism being represented all in one weekend in scripture. You don't even find Easter. And most people do not understand this. Easter was really the very first abortion rally. Because what priests did, the priests of Canaan, what they would do, or the priests of the Phoenicians, what they would do was have sexual relations with virgins, with a lot of women. It could be one priest, it could be two. I'm guessing if it's one temple, then it's one priest. Having sex with multiple different virgins, regardless of age. They wait a whole 9 months till we get back to where the women give birth. Then 3 months after that, when they have the festival, the Easter festival, they murder the children. I think this is where the structure of abortions come from. Because if you look at the doctrine of abortion, what actually happens if you understand the cult of Baal or if you understand occultism? There is always a human sacrifice, blood sacrifice, and there's fertility worship, which is homosexual or just sexual. Now, what happens when you go into a temple and you represent, or let's say the temple is a nightclub. Let's say that. Let's say the nightclub, which we've all been in. We've all been in the temple, which is a nightclub. We've all been in a nightclub. And you meet a fellow worshiper, a guy who is attracted to you lustfully. And as a woman, you're attracted to the guy lustfully. So you drink, you have fun, you're dancing in the temple, you're having a great time. You decide to leave because you being in a temple and all the energy that comes from worshiping music or worshiping yourselves and worshiping a nightclub, those emotions run high. So you feel in frisky, which is where fertility worship comes from. It's a worship of your sexuality. I don't know why schools just don't tell you that. They always tell you, oh, this is fertility worship. This is fertility. West Africa and Yoruba is fertility worship. Oh, Venus and Aphrodite is fertility. No, it's sex worship. That's basically what it is. Baal Peor, sex worship. It's what the Israelites got in trouble with when they came out of Egypt and went into the wilderness. They started hanging out with the Moabites, and they attracted that lustful sin of Baal Peor, sexual worship, and got destroyed for it. But as soon as y'all go home, you have unprotected sex. Now, after unprotected sex, you obviously, you don't see yourself, or you don't see a future with this man that you had sex with, or you don't see a future with this woman you have sex with. Obviously, it's a mistake. Or even if it wasn't a mistake, you flirt with the idea of y'all trying to get along and be together, and it just doesn't work out. So she finds out she's pregnant. Then you have this back and forth argument of who's going to keep it. I should keep it. And then it's a lot of different scenarios that men have been through. We have been through these scenarios of the woman wanting to have it because they want you in the relationship, or the woman, you know, feeling, oh, I'm independent from you. I don't need you anymore. So I'm going to keep my child and do whatever I want. It's been those stories. We all get it. But at the end of the day, if women decide to, oh, I'm not going to have it, it was a mistake. And at that time, women didn't go out, you know, wake up in the next morning and get Plan B pills as much as they talk about it now. Back in the day, it was just, oh, I'm going to get an abortion. So basically what you did, you basically performed a ceremony for the cult of Baal. You got into sexual worship, which is sexual worship and, be, you know, fornicating, having unprotected sex, knowing you're accountable for your actions. A baby does not go into you unless you open your legs. So the accountability goes out the window. This is, which is why this world is screwed up the way it is. Both sides do not want to be accountable for their actions. So then you have a festival. You have an, like, you go into an abortion clinic. That's a festival. It's like what Easter is. You kill your child after or before. Now it's, you know, 6 or 7 weeks, 8 or 9 weeks, and you make the decision. During the Easter festival, they waited 9 months, had the baby. So 3 months after that, you were back at Easter. They would kill the children, dip eggs into their blood, and that's where we get the coloring of eggs. That is why it's so ironic and silly that the White House holds every year, since we came back from COVID, they have held every year the Easter egg roll with children, knowing good and full well that that ceremony comes from killing children who are 3 months old. But that, this is where we are at. This is why you don't see Easter being, or the resurrection being worshipped in Scripture. Don't you know the Most High is the one who created his own calendar? And he knows from the beginning to the end, at the same time that these Edomites were going to get control of this world and change and arrange the calendars. He knew this. So that is why he lets them get control of the world and run the scheduling by their way, so they will never mess up his scheduling. He gave them the power to do that. It's only us who are foolish enough to think that they are right. The same people whose bloodline is full responsible, not only for the killing of Yahusha, but the trampling of Jerusalem, 1619 transatlantic slavery, the destruction of resources in Africa. You trying to tell me, knowing all full well what this bloodline, this European bloodline was capable of, you think they're going to be fully right, 100% right on the Shabbat and on Passover holidays? If they planned every 33 years to have this ritual where all these religions are together, and you see these rituals play out on Sunday, you saw all these rituals play out. You saw mass murders and mass shootings. You saw unrest. You saw people getting at each other for being Christian. You saw people getting at each other for being Muslim. You saw Jews fighting with Muslims in Palestine, in their own mosques. You saw all of this on the weekend. You saw celebrities get killed. You saw celebrities sacrifice their children. You've seen all of this. So you know the Most High sees this and knows this. So what would he do? Make his calendar set apart. Make his Shabbats set apart. Make everything harder to find, but at the same time easy to find. If you actually search diligently for him, he will show you the answers. Some of us are so lazy and stiff-necked, which is what this whole punishment was about, because we were stiff-necked. You know how many times I've telling you, you're on the wrong calendar. I've seen so many tweets and posts still saying, oh, Shabbat Shalom, everybody, on Fridays and Saturdays. You can't find scripture that says the Sabbath is Friday to Saturday. You won't find Friday and Saturday in the Bible. Before, because that, if you look at who made up the calendar of the Gregorian calendar, you'll find that a Pope and a Jesuit help. And Jesuits are the ones who control the Freemasons. And this is where you get all that numerology, gematria, and the number 33 from. Before the Gregorian calendar, it was the Julian calendar. The Julian calendar had 355 days. The first day of the week was Monday. You are not doing Shabbats right. You're not doing the feast and set apart days right if you continually go by the Gregorian 365 day calendar and not the 364 day Enochian calendar. It is very easy to look this stuff up. Go to www.enochcalendar.com. The guy even puts biblical scriptures so you can, so it makes it easy for you to understand where we are both coming from. Now, I didn't mention this before because I just found out this week. But the Wade family participated in the Easter festivities with, you know, his child, with Dwayne's child, kissing a 13-year-old white girl that's actually, that's now trans into a boy. So basically, in this foolish scenario, Zaya Wade, who turned into a girl, is shown kissing a white girl who turned into a boy. So basically, it went right back to, they did a complete turnaround. Basically, it's a black boy kissing a white girl. But the funny part about all of this is that people in our own community, our own nation, is going to defend and saying, this is what they say. Oh, why are you worrying about the sexual relation, you know, the sex and the gender of this child? The Wades are doing an awesome job. They're doing, this is black folk talking. Oh, they're doing an awesome job. You know, they're being parents. They're being open and respectful. And then they dig at people who expose it. So say if, I've seen it on Twitter. I've seen somebody take the pictures from all different Instagrams and put them in one post and say, this is wild. This is a black boy transitioning into a girl, kissing a white girl who's transitioned into a boy, and it's just a wild scenario. And, you know, it made a valid point. And then the first thing the black community do, and it's the people who don't have fathers, it's people who don't have the Torah, who have no real spiritual foundation. They live by being hurt in this world. So now it's a rebellion against themselves by signing off what the Wade family has been doing, or of what they're trying to do. Because I don't know anybody who's allowing, as a black father that's in the house with their children, and just allowing their child to say, hey, I'm transitioning to a different gender. I know that's this psyop, this spell that they're trying to forecast on the black community especially, it ain't working. That's why no one picked it up. That's why BET or Neighborhood Talk or Media Takeout, that's why nobody really picked it up. That's why even Zaya Wade, who has his or her own Instagram, didn't even post a picture of him kissing this white girl, white boy, whatever. No one's buying into it. It's forced now. Now they forced it. And I said this before when I came. I said, this is stuff that Prince Hall Freemasons, this is what Freemasons do. They don't uproot you, move you to California with the other Prince Hall Freemasons and York Scottish Rite Freemasons. They don't do this unless you are part of that brotherhood. And they don't give you an assignment literally out of the blue and say, hey, we want you to let your wife take your child to a LGBTQ rally. And matter of fact, make sure he's wearing a unicorn, which is the symbol for the Antichrist. Put a unicorn emblem on his head in rainbow colors. Just put this out there. And next, to force it down black people's throat that this is the way you should raise your family, let's have him do a one-on-one with a Michelle Obama, because everybody thinks she's a woman. Which is, they gave you a mirror, literally a mirror of what you were looking at, and people are like, oh, okay, I'm cool with Zaya being a girl. This Michelle Obama is a woman, is okay with what he's doing. Y'all not getting the fact that they're showing you exactly who they are right in front of you. Y'all think they just give you positions and positions of power and not be managed because you think they're talented or you think their service is qualified for there to get this type of glory. That's not how this world works. And a lot of you are stuck in this euphoric assumption that if you're talented, if you're good at something, then you should be able to display this talent based on just luck and chance and opportunity. But it doesn't work that way. Sadly, it doesn't work that way. No matter how talented you think you are, it does not work that way. You have to be a part of the brotherhood because they're wanting your influence. That's all they want. They want your influence. They could care less how good you sing. They could care less how good you dance, how good you shake your butt. They don't care. All they care about is who is following you and emulating everything you do. That's the only thing they care about. So in order to destroy a specific nation or destroy a specific doctrine that's literally trying to save your life, they're going after whoever has the biggest influence on anybody and turning them into an occultist. But it's been disappointing to watch and listen and read so many black people saying, oh, they're great parents. Oh, why are you bringing? Why are you talking about? You really saved pictures in your phone to come to Twitter and talk about this child's sexuality? It's even more weird that strangers who do not know the Wades, who do not know that child, who not even related to that family, call upon themselves to go to Twitter and defend the sexuality of a 13-year-old child is even more weird. But that comes from a foundation of not having a solid family life. And so you rebel against really scriptures and really your heritage, which is given to you to save your life. Some people can just do what they want because they weren't born under the covenant. The lawlessness that you are seeing in these last days is because one bloodline got a hold of this world, the bloodline that is rejected no matter what they do, just as Cain's lineage was rejected for seven generations, even if they didn't have nothing to do with what Cain did. Cain basically demolished seven generations of his own bloodline. He put his curse on all his bloodline when he decided to have children, and the Most High did not care. He did not care. Seven generations after Cain, he did not care. No matter how good they pretended to be, did not care. So now, because of the Horite and Esau's bloodlines mingled, they know they do not have a chance at heaven. They know. They already accepted their fate. Now, their whole thing is, how many people I can bring with them through the flesh. It's the same thing with Satan. Satan knows he's going to be thrown out of heaven and crash upon earth and go into hell and then be released 1,000 years later. He knows this. Satan knows scripture better than most of us know it. He knows this. So he thinks like the Horite and the Edomite would think. I got to take everybody with me. It's how many souls I can take with me into hell. And in order for them to do that, it starts with your flesh. It starts with your mind. And as long as you keep agreeing to whatever you see on TV, agreeing to whatever you listen to, agree to whoever you follow, you are in danger of dragging, not even dragging, you are in danger for inviting your own self into hell. Another ritual that happened is like I said before, ASAP Rocky is a ritual. He come back from Barbados, gets arrested from a shooting that happened in 2021. But they waited to now to get to this point where she was going to have the child and he would be in the jail or something. Like I said before, it doesn't matter how high your celebrities think they are in this world. No matter how many times they call themselves king or queen or princess, it don't matter. Even they call themselves bosses. They are not. They show you. They don't get the cream of the crop like white celebrities get the cream of the crop. You would think, like, Rihanna, just like, I'll give you an example, like Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin, you would think Rihanna would be on that level of getting somebody who's attract, like, would be attractive enough to be an image for Black America. What do they give you? Because this is what, this is who controls your image. The tiny hats control your image. One religion that piggybacks off our bloodline, they control your image of what you think you should like. So what do they give you? They don't give Rihanna Denzel Washington. They don't give her an Omar Epps. They don't give her, I can't think of good black actors now. They don't give her, this is my favorite, they don't give her a Blair Underwood. They gave her ASAP Rocky, somebody who wore a dress, who for a while people thought he was gay or bi. They gave her him. And then what they do is pretend like he's tough by having a shootout where you have never heard anything from this man that was even remotely violent. Some of you haven't even picked on the fact that they sacrificed one of their own crew. Remember ASAP Yams? Lamborghini? How he supposedly had died on a drug overdose? They never even clarified that. But when they first came out, it was Rocky, Ferg, Yams. And everybody known Yams because he was a character. Always drinking Hennessy and all that. Then he died. Then you saw ASAP Rocky with himself, by himself in L.A. Then he did all this weird, let's put a jersey dress on BET. Then it was, let's dress effeminately to push that effeminate emasculation agenda. Then they give you her and Rihanna, him and Rihanna. Then he come back from a Barbados trip and get arrested from a shooting. So now she looking like what? Having a baby out of wedlock from a dude who his appearance to be a gangbanger. And where they give you this whole narrative, this whole ritual is based on the tiny hats and the people who piggyback off of our bloodline saying that they are the children of the book when they're not. They are the ones who own your image of what they want you to believe, that this is going to be a successful relationship, that this is a relationship that you should emulate. And this is the wrong time to get caught in that trap of going into a temple, the nightclub, finding a man that you think you are attracted to based off because he looked like probably ASAP Rocky or whoever, and then having a baby and then say you've been stuck. And guess what? When this all this inflation, rental price hikes, you're going to be falling right back into the system, because then you're going to try to tear the man apart because he didn't want no parts of you after that one night. Now you trying to get him to go to court to pay child support. And even if he paid child support, he may not even work. This is what brothers are doing now. Brothers are not working purposely so they don't have to pay child support when they get caught. So now you got to rely on the government to help you raise your child. And I seen this on news the other day. A young lady had five boys and had a heart condition. Just found out she had a heart condition. With five boys living with her parents, her mom has to help her. Her dad has to help her. Now she can't even afford the house that she lives in because they have been raising rent. Where do you think that's going to happen to her boys if child welfare services come up to her? Her boys go into the system, which is what they want. To even be groomed for pedophilia? Because yes, that's what they do. A lot of these good government-funded conglomerate custody places, housing shelters, they get these children and sell them. The adoption agency, the whole process basically is child trafficking. It ain't sex trafficking, but it's child trafficking. Why do you think so many politicians, so many bigwig guru corporations and CEOs have their hands in child care or family care custody situations? Because no one's going to worry about kids who are in foster care. You don't know how many kids are in foster care. You don't know the circulation. You don't even know the kids' names. But you assume that everybody's on the up and up. Everybody's going to deal wholeheartedly with each other and to watch out for each other's love and safety and all this other nonsense. You think that that everything is an even cool exchange when you know you should know it's not. But that's what the image they want for you. They want you to see reckless, unequally yoked relationships to be the standard for you either to end up in the government system or end up in jail. For men not paying child support, because they'll do that, strip you of your license for not paying child support. And for the women, you're going to be asked out. You don't get any money. You gotta fill out all the paperwork to get money from the government. And then if you try to date or bring another man in the house that's going to take care of your kids, you lose your government funding. Because the government is your daddy now. That's your husband. And that's what a lot of black women are not realizing. This whole system is set up to be apart from your natural covering, from your natural help. And it's damaging a lot of you because you don't want to be accountable for your actions. I said this before in the last episode. What these celebrities do, they have a support group that keeps them from ever going broke or forever struggling because they are the priest. They are upholding their doctrine. They're upholding their way of life, their religion. So Dwayne Wade can turn all of his children into girls if he wanted to. His child doesn't have to worry about going into regular public high schools with kids who are going to beat him up. That child will never see that day. Just like Irvin Magic Johnson's child. He was able to do whatever he wanted. He was able to go through a chubby phase to a get skinny phase to get skinny and turn into a woman phase and then just act as a complete woman the whole time. He had that easy transition because he didn't have to be around regular children before. He don't have to go in certain environments where that's going to make him feel some type of way. And that's what they don't tell you. Rihanna's going to be good no matter what happens. ASAP Rocky is going to be good no matter what happens to him. It's the same thing as Tory Lanez. You guys think that they act out these scenarios and narratives in front of you and you think it's real. It's fake. All they do is use your spirit. They use your spirit against your own self, against your own mental, emotional capabilities. They twist you. They turn you. Look at that Megan Thee Stallion track she came out with called Plan B. She starts the song off blaming some dude for being a bum that she opened her legs to. She blames this dude for being a bum, so she went and get a Plan B, which is wild to me because really you're supposed to take the Plan B really what to 24 to 48 hours right after sex. I don't know the time period, but isn't you supposed to take it right after? So after opening her legs to this dude raw. She somehow got mad at this dude and within the 12 hours that she said, oh, I got to swallow a Plan B because you weren't worth it. I mean, she curses through the whole thing. I'm not going to repeat it. But this is what it is. It's accountability that is running rampant in this generation. It's the lack of accountability. So you call a dude a lame. He's an F-boy. Because he put what? He didn't serve you and didn't do what you do with it. Like, you opened your legs to this dude. You open your legs to this dude and have unprotected sex with this guy. Now he's the worst person ever because he did something to piss you off. So now you got to take a plan B, and you're happy that you took a plan B because this dude was a bum. I'm pretty sure you knew this before you dropped your drawers. And everybody's what? Everybody's trying to equate that song with what y'all think happened with her and Tory Lanez. I don't know if they slept together or not. I doubt it. They cooked this story up so what? That y'all could get mad at, so black women could get mad at black men and then say, oh, we are unprotected. Black men would never protect us. But, and then understanding you are basing the image of what you think a successful relationship with a woman who sticks her tongue out and does devil horns on every photo shoot she does, that's pretty much practicing whoredom in front of all of our enemies. And you got a guy who's used his platform during the COVID thing to call it demon time and think that masquerading and promoting whoredom in front of the whole nation, in front of all our enemies, was going to be a right fit for you. And everybody, pretty much all y'all, thought it was cute and funny. I got ragged on because I said, you literally open your legs to a guy who coined demon time and thought, yeah, this is going to be a successful relationship. He's really going to take care of me. You just saw this dude have a whole show with girls stripping and getting nude and him hyping it up. And she thought, yeah, this dude's going to be the one for me. Even I know that's a narrative that they push, but it was the common sense that she got what she deserved. But everybody jumps on defending her because now it's about women being protected and respected regardless of what you do. And I'm telling you, it's going to get y'all in trouble. You ain't got to hear it from me, but I'm telling you, it's going to get y'all in trouble. Right now, you should see what I'm doing. I'm doing the Drewski. Hey, my hands up. Like, it's on y'all. I told y'all. So my conscience is clear. This is the wrong time to want to get into these lustful relationships and these one-night flings and these flirting entanglements, because the housing market is going bananas. It's not even the housing market. It's really the landlords are taking advantage of people who are already paying their rent. This is the insane part. There are landlords, because they couldn't recoup the money from people who didn't pay the rent, who moved on, who didn't pay back rent, and they can't get that money back. Now they try to raise rent or raise the rent on tenants who are pretty much paying their rent loyally every single month. For new tenants, you know what their landlords are doing now? They're adding hidden fees in the application process. I've seen you had to pay $150 for application. You got to pay $70 for your pet. I've seen $75 for a parking spot. They just lining fees up for people who want to move in. And I've seen $3,000 to $4,000 in the application process before you even get to pay your rent. And they're moving that rent up. I'm not saying it's 20, 10, 15% they're raising. It's up to 20 to 30%. Almost 40% in certain places like Texas and Las Vegas. They're asking tenants to pay obscene amounts of rent. And the reason why they do this is with this whole Great Reset. Is about is to make sure you have no property. It's not about just, you know, the people who are paying rent. It's the landlords, the ones that own the property. Because you know what they want to do? They want the landlords to sell the properties back to the banks. So then the banks control the housing market. And if all banks, or the banks who are controlled by a Masonic system, which they probably are, they all across the board won't allow anybody to afford rent, to afford housing. Why? That stops you from wanting to think about being married. And once you stop thinking about being married, you start seeing yourself as an individual for the rest of your life by yourself. So you stop wanting to find love. You start finding roommates, people you can get along with. That is what they want for you. The people at the top, they cannot stand one institution, and it's the only institution that has been strong enough to defeat the devil since the beginning of time, which is marriage. A marriage is foundation created and built upon the Torah. They can't stand it. Because they know it's this one particular entity that they know they get two people that follow the Most High. They know that the Most High is going to bless them and carve out a place for them not to ever be touched. And if you get two married couples, three married couples, four married couples, then you are looking at, see, they got to, this is like how the Most High has to stamp out sin when it rears its head. It's the same way with the devil and righteousness. If he don't stamp it out, it becomes contagious. If he don't manipulate it, manage it, control it, degrade it, if he don't get there, it's going to spread. That's why it's looking at it as how some of y'all get into the truth and start talking. You feel like you get shadow banned because they can't afford it. They know they can't stop it, but they can't afford it to reach unsuspecting or waking up unsuspecting people. That's why your images in the media is screwed up. That's why men trying to be girls and girls trying to be men. That's why it's screwed up. You should see the reverse side of this. If you're a person who's always rebelled, even when you're in your youth, if you're a person that always rebelled against truth or rebelled anything because you're just a badass, you like to rebel, you are perfect in this generation. Because all of us who rebelled against the word, rebelled against our parents, rebelled against the Most High, we are rebelling only because the truth or a good way of life was actually in our generation. Like our parents came and said, hey, when you gonna get married? That's what it was then. Now it's like, you good. Like you being gay? Cool. You wanna be in a girl? You wanna switch sex? Cool. Everything's flipped upside down. So if you a rebel, which you are always going to be a rebel, now you're rebelling against what everybody wants you to do. They want you to be single. Even though they give all the tax breaks to people who are married. They give tax breaks to people who are married with children. When you're single, you don't get to touch tax money. You it's harder for you to even want to collect Social Security money. I'm telling you, they're going after all of it. And they destroy you and they put you, it's like a big military complex, a military, really a test, being like test subjects. What do they do in the Army? They strip you and break you down so you don't have no sense of identity, no sense of heritage, and you just listen to orders. They are doing this from the top down. Everything washes down. Everything that the Freemasons and Satan, all those occult religions, is washing itself down. So people really, oh, I don't want to eat meat or whatever like that. Like, oh, I'm going to be a vegan. Then it's, oh, I don't need to have children. F these kids. They really got you repeating a slogan that you have never heard until this generation. That no one wants to have kids. It ain't because you don't want to have them. Because you are so burdened down with this generation of not having opportunities or resources to have children and fall in love. That's what they want you to embrace. Not having kids. Because you can't afford them. And you can't pick viable partners. Because everybody cheating. Everybody just having babies left and right. That's what the whole thing with Nick Cannon is. Oh, one baby got sacrificed. I'm going to keep having them. And I'm having them with different partners. Whenever they just, this is when you know that when the spell is too thick, when everything is too loud, like I like to say it, when everything is too loud, the volume is up, that's when you should really pay attention. Be like, yo, they are really forcing it. They really want us. And it's only us they do this with. They don't do white couples or white celebrities that are having babies out of wedlock. I ain't nobody out here knocking up Selena Gomez that's white. No one's knocking up these Disney girls and saying, like, even Britney Spears got her man. Even when she had them babies, she was married. But it's how you destroy, they know this is how we can destroy them. It's a doctrine that we can destroy them. Because we know if we can uproot the natural covering of the man and put the woman above the man and have him have the baby and then have the babies in the middle of it, we can not only destroy their marriage, destroy their relationship, because we know it ain't built on the Torah. It's not built on a foundation of spiritual intelligence. We can destroy them, and then what we want is the children. We can make them our slaves. They won't know who they are. They won't know how to fight us. They're sing, dance, act out, be goofy, do TikTok videos, do comedy skits. They'll do this to entertain us. As long as we keep the woman over the man and keep the man out of the house, we win. And it's a doctrine they've been spinning since what? The 90s, the 2000s? Because even back in slavery, everybody stuck together still. It wasn't no, I'm going to leave. You're in the slave quarters. You're in a plantation field. Men couldn't leave, even if they wanted to. Like, I ain't have no baby with this girl. You had no choice. You still there. Y'all in the same field. Same plantation, same house, same slave house. So there's all this, oh, slavery broke up black families. No, it didn't. It broke up some because, you know, you were sold. But usually the mothers were kept with the children. I'm telling you. You fall into a game that they play. It's the same thing with I'm gonna go back to. It's funny to me because I'm gonna point this out, but the whole thing about Wade kissing this white girl. You would think like they won't really push black on black gay couples. Have you noticed that? Have you noticed not even being gay, not even playing it their way? They even allow you to represent black love, even if it's gay. You know they won't even let you do that. Wanda Sykes, her wife white. Candace Parker, the basketball player, who just had a baby with a white woman, she white. And she must have just turned gay because she has a daughter from an outside marriage. I mean, an outside relationship. All of a sudden, she just turned gay. And after she turned gay, you seen her being the face for Chase Bank, doing podcasts and seminars on financial literacy. You got Don Lemon, his man white. Lee Daniels, his man white. But we defend this. Like I said before, we defend this. Like Dr. Claus says, no matter what it is, we will pull the load like jackasses on whatever agenda they want us to pull, because we're so hard up for images and we want to be accepting or accepted in a society that really isn't for us. This country isn't for us. Y'all think that if you can do all their festivals up to the 10th degree, if you could do all their feast days, do all their holidays, do July 4th and Thanksgiving, y'all do all their holidays and feast days and think, man, they really going to accept us now because we're doing it. We're showing them on Instagram. We're showing them on Twitter that we can have a good time, that we're likable. Please accept us. We're even funny. Thanksgiving with black families, we're even funny. Please accept us. That's why most of black America, the black men now, are wanting to be clowns, wanting to be fools. I can't tell you how many black men I'm seeing do comedy skits because they've seen somebody else do comedy skits and be successful. Not knowing this person is tied to a cult, tied to Freemasonry. If you see the new crop of comedians, they're all boule. They're from the Greek. And then when you unsuspecting people see this, in the back of your mind, you think, oh, I'm funny. I'm talented. I'm pretty sure people want to hear me too. And then you act fools and jackasses for your own, in front of enemies, and think like, oh, this is the way we are supposed to be. And then you buy into these images that they give you and think everything is based on racism. Everything is based on race. That these celebrities encounter racism. Like Nene Leakes is suing the white girl or suing Bravo because of some racial thing. You know they make this story up. You know they make these narratives up. It's a bunch of black women acting a fool on national TV in front of their own enemies with faces caked full of makeup, trying to rival RuPaul's Drag Race, arguing with each other, fighting with each other over nothing. And then the one white girl they have who looks like Miss Piggy, because she got all that Botox injections in her face, they pointed her out and said, oh, she said something racist, or she said something racist against me. When before they've been on the first time I even seen that show, that Real Housewives of Atlanta, them two was best buddies. All of a sudden now, after all the years of filming, yeah, she's been saying racist remarks. And then what do? Y'all feed into it. Oh, white people this, white people that. And y'all forget it's on their platform that she's doing this at. Isn't the accountability on you? You sign up to be a jackass for your enemies. And now you shocked that now there's some racism on the show? Which I know it probably isn't. But they make this stuff up because no one thinks logically. Everybody thinks from their flesh or think from their past or their own personal experiences. The same thing with Black China suing the Kardashians. For what? Like I said before, you opened your legs. You had no other prospects of anybody ever being with you. You had to go this route. Now you're trying to cook up some scenario that, oh, they call me ghetto, which you are. And then people defend it. Oh, the Kardashians, they're white, you know, they call her ghetto, da da da. And then y'all defend it. See, this is what they get you to do. They get you to defend trash, is what I said in the other episode. They get you to defend trash, to be on trash's side when both of them are trash. Both parties are trash. That's what Hegelian dialectic is. That is what they give you the left and right paradigms are. That is why they keep you dumbed down in this system and you don't know who you're fighting because you don't know who your enemies are. Every time you get caught up defending a celebrity, you lost. I don't care if they call Lizzo fat. I don't care if somebody white says something racist to some black celebrity. I do not care. And you shouldn't care neither. You should be praying for all of this to destroy itself. Every time they come up with these little psyops of race, black versus white, you don't understand who controlling over top of it? It's the people who trying to be you, who go around participating as they were you, who think the Torah and the commandments are for them. It's just like this Johnny Depp court case. Well, I don't know why everybody's saying, oh, please, justice for Johnny. Johnny, everybody save Johnny. Johnny this, Johnny that. Amber Heard is the worst. Y'all actually think they're going to really open up a whole courtroom with TVs and all this so they can show you two actors acting. And then when have you ever seen a marriage counselor or an episode from a marriage counselor therapy session ever be played in front of court, a private matter played in front of court, unless they both agree to it? Oh, they showing you what? They showing Johnny being the emasculated man, and they show Amber Heard being the masculine woman. That's why she's wearing suits. That's why Johnny got his hair pulled back. That's what they're trying to show you. They're really trying to reverse psychology, y'all. I mean, I don't care, but it's just funny to me that this is what they're trying to do to keep you focused while they crash this system. That's all they're trying to do. They're just trying to keep your mind off them sending money to Ukraine, cutting off resources and disability payments to Puerto Ricans moving back to Puerto Rico. This whole DeSantis and Disney crap that they're trying to do, which is only going to affect Florida taxpayers. But they run all these little psyops right in a row to you, and you don't know which one to pick to jump in and add your opinion on. Which all you got to do is, if you really want to be on nobody's side in this whole Johnny Depp and Amber thing, go back to the West Memphis 3. Go back to when Johnny Depp was a character witness that came out promoted to be a character witness for Damien Echols, which is one of the West Memphis Three. If you know anything about that story, if you don't know anything about this story, this is a brief narrative of what happened. Three white teenagers, one addicted and in love with Satanism and occultism, were found guilty of luring three little white boys around the ages of eight or seven, hogtied them, mutilated them, one castrated one, and left them in a ditch, which was called Devil's Den. And when they were all brought in questioning, all of them had different stories and didn't make any sense of what they were saying, and some told on themselves and then did it when they didn't have a lawyer present or whatever. And then they were found guilty. They were in jail for 18, 20 years or whatever. And then they all let them out based on some plea where they could contest their sentence, but were still able to walk out being guilty. Johnny Depp went on TV, not once, but twice, defending Damien Echols publicly, purposely. Why? Because Damien Echols, when he was released, he still grew up to write books on high magic or occultism. And he was in love with Aleister Crowley. He even got Aleister Crowley's symbols tattooed all over his body. He had different types of the Cross of Lorraine. He has all these occult symbols tattooed all over his body. So basically he grew up to be trash anyway. But three little white boys were mutilated, killed, tortured, thrown in a ditch. Johnny Depp defends them. And now fast forward, everybody's, oh, we feel sorry for Johnny Depp. Not knowing he's the same person then, is the same person now, and the same entity under the same occult umbrella. But they get you to, oh, let's feel sorry for the man. Oh, the woman, she's so tough. She's bad news. Amber Heard the turd. But if you don't see this stuff, then you get caught, you get lost in what really happens in this world. For me, I like reading scriptures and reading the stuff that people don't read and or understand. And I spend my time doing that. That's what you should be doing. Spending your time trying to find out the darkest parables of all parables in scripture and trying to find that meaning of scripture in everyday life. That's what you should be doing, is raising your spiritual antennas. Because while everybody's frequency is going lower and lower, you can be sure that the people you around are going to start looking at you like you're food. And I only say this because Freemasonry and the temples of Freemasonry are all spread out all across this place. Wherever city you in, whatever state you in, Google Freemasonic lodges and see how many lodges pop up right around you. People are not finding out that Freemasons are the ones that run this world. They are the ones who are getting rich. They are the ones who are being protected. That's what some people who have low frequency are starting to understand. So they're going into Masonic lodges. I can't tell you how many people who have put Masonic square and compass on the back of their vehicles, and they are just plumbers. They're just electricians. Or it's just a regular pickup truck. People are already finding out that if you want to be successful, you have to belong to a society. They want to be protected. And everybody's getting scared. When you see inflation on this, that it'll make you run into a secret society. It makes you say, all right, I want to be one of y'all, because it looks like you guys got it figured out. That's what this awakening has been like on the other side. Now that we have brought this information out, now people are seeing but God is not destroying them and they're being wicked. They're saying Lucifer and doing this and doing that, but God's not punishing them, and people are buying into this lie. So they say, all right, I could just, learn Freemasonry and get to the different levels. And then what do you think they're going to do? They're going to start looking for food, looking for a sacrifice, looking for a ritual. And if you are not raising your spiritual antennas on the specific understanding, you are going to get caught in a gematria mathematical equation, because that's how they're going to run it. You better start looking around or seeing who you follow and who you friends with. Because they're not allowed to tell you that they went into a Masonic lounge, a lodge. They're not going to tell you that they're going back to school to be in the Greek society or the boule. They're not telling you this. It's time. That's why I say be set apart. Because everybody is looking for the easy way out. And you do not want to be their easy way. I'll see you next time.